Katy Country 94 weather.
Cantu Auto Repair in Osborne is here to get you fixed up and back on the road safely. Clint and the staff of certified technicians can service all makes and models. They do maintenance including oil changes and vehicle inspections and can repair brakes, engines and transmissions, AC and heating systems, muffler and exhaust systems, and they can diagnose and repair any electrical problems or warning lights that are staying on. Call Cantu Auto Repair today at 75-345-4000 or stop in Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Cantu Auto Repair, located at 209 West Main in Osborne.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Slight chance for showers today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 55. Winds out of the north, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Slight chance for showers tonight. Lows level off around 38. Overcast skies. Tomorrow, 56. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Right now, it's 51 degrees.
Hey, well, all right, sir. Here we go then. What are you going to give farm?
Don't miss the auction of 2,600 acres of Osborne County grassland for the Bonnie L. Thompson Trust No. 1, Monday, March 18th, beginning at 1 p.m. at the front porch in Alton, Kansas. Light lunch will be served beginning at noon. They will be selling three tracts. Tract one is approximately 1,600 acres of grassland and tillable acres, approximately 101.92 acres of tillable ground, approximately 1,461.24 of grass on the tract. Track 2, approximately 280 acres of grassland and tillable acres, 56.21 acres of tillable ground, and approximately 212.11 acres of grass on the tract. And Track 3 is approximately 720 acres of grassland. Mineral rights are believed to be intact and will sell with the property. Possession is immediate upon closing and receipt of a marketable title. Closing date is on or before April 18, 2024. For more info on this land auction, visit waltersauctionandre.com. Sale conducted by Walters Auction Realty of Portis, Colonel Jim Walters, broker and auctioneer.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Kansas House lawmakers advanced a wide-ranging bill Tuesday that includes Republican plans to ban trans children from getting gender-affirming medical care amid outcry from worried parents. The bill is part of a wave of anti-trans legislation pushed by Republican-dominated legislatures throughout the U.S. 22 states have similar bans, including Oklahoma, Missouri, Texas, and Nebraska. Several LGBTQ lawmakers urged fellow lawmakers against voting for Senate Bill 233. Representative Brandon Woodard, Democrat from Lenexa, one of the state House's few gay lawmakers, said he would continue to fight for the state's LGBTQ residents. "Nobody is grooming children to be gay or trans," Woodard said. "Please, in your rhetoric, remember that trans people are human beings as well. Being trans is not an ideology, which has been referenced in this building. Me loving who I am is not a lifestyle. It is who we are," end of quote. Senate Bill 233 bans healthcare professionals from using surgery or puberty blockers to treat children whose gender identity doesn't match their sex. It would also ban state employees from helping minors to social transition, such as using a trans child's preferred pronouns. The bill gained initial approval on the House floor, with final action on the bill expected soon. Similar legislation was vetoed by Governor Laura Kelly, and a veto override attempt failed during the last legislative session, but lawmakers continue to attempt to regulate transgender Kansans lives. The state made news last year when it became the 20th state to pass a transgender student athlete ban into law in April after lawmakers overrode Governor Laura Kelly's veto. The legislature adopted Senate Bill 180 last year through veto override. That law, which continues to be the subject of litigation, has led to a temporary restraining order blocking Kelly's administration from making gender marker changes on identity cards and driver's licenses. These restrictions go against commonly accepted medical practices. Gender-affirming care for youth is supported by healthcare organizations, including American Medical Association and the American Academy of Child Adolescent Psychiatry. Author of the bill, Representative Ron Bryce, a Coffeyville Republican and physician registered in Texas, waved aside gender-affirming care practices to push forward the legislation during Tuesday's debate. "No matter what reality says, no matter what their body says, if the child says, 'I'm this,' The affirmative model says we must change reality to meet what's in the child's head, Bryce said. During the initial bill hearings in a House legislative committee, transgender Kansans told legislators multiple times how damaging the legislation could be for some of the state's most vulnerable residents. Committee Chairwoman Representative Brenda Landwehr, Republican of Wichita, responded by forcing transgender activists out of the hearing and later held a surprise committee meeting without giving notice to the public to take action on the bill. Representative Susan Ruiz, a Shawnee Democrat and LGBT lawmaker, said banning medical professionals from providing care was unethical. Transgender youth face heightened risk of suicide. The Trevor Project estimated that more than 1.8 million LGBTQ plus youth consider suicide every year in the U.S. In a 2023 study, the project found that roughly half of transgender and non-binary youth surveyed had seriously contemplated suicide. For us to say, well, let's just wait till they grow out of it, well, you know, let's just hope they're still alive and see if that even happens, Ruiz said. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Hard Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6 Independence and Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, hardchoicesbeloit.com. Bingo in the afternoon today at the Beloit Senior Center at 220 North Hersey in Beloit from 2 to 4 p.m. Seating is limited. It is a free event. To reserve your seat, contact Debbie 738-5802. Refreshments will be provided, sponsored by the Beloit Rotary Club. Enjoy breakfast at the BFW Hall, post 6242 at 102 East South Street in Beloit this Sunday morning, March the 17th, serving breakfast from 8 a.m. till 1 p.m. Menu includes waffles, sausage patties, ham, scrambled eggs, hash browns, biscuits and gravy, fresh fruit, coffee, and juice. Donations go towards the purchase of food and supports local scholarships. And the Front Porch Event Center in Alton is having an evening fun of learning how to square dance. Learn how to square dance and have fun in the process this Sunday, March 17th from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Front Porch Event Center in Alton. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Here comes Adams down the heart of the floor. Off to El Marco, back to KJ. Hawks trailing by four. Now Harris takes a handoff from Adams. 13:35 to go. KJ from 15. Bang! Got it again! KJ Adams! He's got 18 points. Kansas down just two.
That KJ Adams jumper was just one of the few highlights for KU in a loss at Cincinnati in the second round of the Big 12 tournament on Wednesday. We'll talk more Jayhawks and Kansas State with a big win in the Big 12 tournament, plus Nebraska loses their athletic director and a Royal Great going into the Royals Hall of Fame. This sportscast brought to you by Zachary Sace Hardware in Beloit. Dan Skillings Jr. scored 25 points. Cincinnati took advantage of number 16 Kansas, playing without injured stars Hunter Dickinson and Kevin McCullough Jr. as the Bearcats top KU 72-52 at the T-Mobile Center in Kansas City last night. Kansas is now 22-10 on the season and will await their fate in the NCAA Tournament Selection Show on Sunday. KU trailed 38-25 at halftime, but battled all the way back to pull to within two, 40-38, but simply didn't have enough firepower to knock off the Bearcats. Bill Self, his perspective on the loss to Cincinnati.
Yeah, I thought the guys tried hard. You know, we didn't have enough bullets in our gun tonight. We did some good things defensively, but they killed us on the glass. It's got 16 offensive rebounds, and then we couldn't guard the ball the first half. You know, we guarded their actions. We just couldn't guard the ball. You know, they outscored us by 18 from beyond the arc, and that's the difference in the game. Our guys tried hard. Obviously, you know, that's not a very good Kansas team out there, you know, playing without our two studs.
Adams led the Jayhawks with 22 points, tying his career high, as KU now, as we mentioned earlier, waits where they will go in the NCAA tournament.
Long three, swish! Tyler Perry from downtown! He's got 12 and a couple of threes. That's four for the Cats in the game.
That three-pointer by guard Tyler Perry helped propel Kansas State to a very important win in the Big 12 tournament last night over Texas. K-State, the 10 seed, erased a 10 point deficit at halftime to knock off the 7 seed. And the Wildcats snapped a 3-game losing streak at the Big 12 Championship Tournament with a 78-74 win over the Longhorns yesterday. K-State now 19-13 advances to the quarterfinals on Thursday night. K-State trailed 39-29 at halftime, scored the first 7 points out of halftime, and route to a 49-point second-half performance. Arthur Kaluma finished with near a double-double, 14 points, a team-high 8 rebounds. David Gasson had 13 points and 6 rebounds. Cam Carter and Dede Ames each had 10. But Tyler Perry led the way with a team-high 21 as K-State had 5 players in double figures on the night. So the Big 12 tournament quarterfinals are set for today at 11:30 this morning. Number 4, Texas Tech will take on the 5-seed BYU. At 2 o'clock, the 1-seed Houston regular season champions take on the 8-seed TCU. 6 o'clock, Iowa State, the 2-seed, will take on the 10-seed K-State. And at 8:30 this evening, it's number 3-seed Baylor versus number 11-seed Cincinnati. Semifinals tomorrow at 6 and 8:30 from Kansas City. Championship on Saturday at 5 o'clock. In a surprising move, Nebraska has lost their athletic director. Texas A&M has hired away Nebraska's Trev Alberts to replace Ross Bork as its athletic director, the school announced yesterday. Alberts, a former football star with the Cornhuskers, had been athletic director at Nebraska for just short of 3 years. He leaves after overseeing the construction and planning for massive football facility projects in Lincoln. Albert said, and I quote, "From my perspective, there has never been a more consequential time in history for higher education and the evolving landscape of intercollegiate athletics. Leadership matters now more than ever before. My interest in Texas A&M is not only due to its prestigious reputation, but also because of President Mark Welch's compelling vision, in which I believe athletics can play a small but important role in helping Texas A&M achieve unprecedented success." Albert said it was bittersweet leaving his alma mater, and he said, and I quote, "I truly want to express my gratitude to the University of Nebraska. The school and its fans have been and always will be immensely important to me. Nebraska changed my life, and I'm thankful for the incredible 15 years I spent in the state." The Royals in action spring training, and they win yesterday over the Angels 3-2. They will play again today at 3:10 against the D-backs. Royals are 12-7 in spring training. And one of the greatest players or athletes to ever play in Kansas City will now be immortalized in the Royals Hall of Fame. Bo Jackson has been elected to the Royals Hall of Fame by the Royals Hall of Fame Veterans Committee, the team announcing this yesterday. He'll be inducted in an on-field ceremony on June 29th at Kauffman Stadium. That's been a look at sports here on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Lake. As always, brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware and Beloit. I'm Wade Gershner.